over 30 years now.
Really? You must have started when you were really young.
When I was 5, actually. And after all these years, I still dream about having the biggest collection in the world.
And do you think you ever will?
It's hard to tell. Some people have huge collections. To be honest, though, I don't think I'll ever really be able to outdo them.
Conversation 2.
Have you found a house yet?
Nope. I've been looking for a year now, but no luck. Not even close. I'm starting to feel like maybe it's time to just give up.
What? Don't give up now. I'm sure something will turn up.
The thing is, I'm looking and looking, and prices just keep going up. I'm really not sure I'll ever have a house of my own.
Look, just be patient. Whoever said finding a house was going to be easy?
Conversation 3.
I'm really fed up with working for a large corporation.
Huh? What are you all ticked off about?
I'm just tired of having to do what other people tell me to do. I want to be able to make my own decisions for a change.
Okay. So, like, what are you going to do about it?
Start my own business.
Start your own business? You're dead serious, aren't you?
You bet I am. Don't tell anyone, but I've already applied for a loan.
Good for you.
Conversation 4.
You know, I've always dreamed about being a flight attendant. I love traveling and meeting new people.
Why don't you apply for a job, then?
Well, I just don't think I have the right qualifications.
What do you mean? You speak 3 languages, and you've got some experience in the travel industry.
You mean the job I had as a tour guide?
That's right. I think they'd consider that to be related experience. Your qualifications are fine.
You're probably right.
End of Unit 1. Page 13. Exercise A. Listening. Listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
That's quite a stamp collection.
I guess. I've been collecting for over 30 years now.
Really? You must have started when you were really young.
When I was 5, actually. And after all these years, I still dream about having the biggest collection in the world.
And do you think you ever will?
It's hard to tell. Some people have huge collections. To be honest, though, I don't think I'll ever really be able to outdo them.
Conversation 2.
Have you found a house yet?
Nope. I've been looking for a year now, but no luck. Not even close. I'm starting to feel like maybe it's time to just give up.
What? Don't give up now. I'm sure something will turn up.
The thing is, I'm looking and looking, and prices just keep going up. I'm really not sure I'll ever have a house of my own.
Look, just be patient. Whoever said finding a house was going to be easy?
Conversation 3.
I'm really fed up with working for a large corporation.
Huh? What are you all ticked off about?
I'm just tired of having to do what other people tell me to do. I want to be able to make my own decisions for a change.
Okay. So, like, what are you going to do about it?
Start my own business.
Start your own business? You're dead serious, aren't you?
You bet I am. Don't tell anyone, but I've already applied for a loan.
Good for you.
Conversation 4.
You know, I've always dreamed about being a flight attendant. I love traveling and meeting new people.
Why don't you apply for a job, then?
Well, I just don't think I have the right qualifications.
What do you mean? You speak 3 languages, and you've got some experience in the travel industry.
You mean the job I had as a tour guide?
That's right. I think they'd consider that to be related experience. Your qualifications are fine.
You're probably right.
Now read the questions in the chart and listen again. Complete the chart after each conversation. Conversation 1.
That's quite a stamp collection.
I guess. I've been collecting